Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Let's pray together. Lord, we so look forward to that day where there is peace, the shalom peace of God that makes all things right and puts all things at rest. And Lord, we pray that you would make us instruments of your peace in the meantime. Help us to live out the renewal that you bring to show love, to show full and abundant life, to give hope. And now, Lord, as we turn to your word, we pray that you would speak to our hearts, and that you would draw us close and hold us near and remind us that through it all, you know. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as we continue this week of thinking about what it means that God is aware of what's going on in our lives, I want to give you this theme: God knows. Now, Sunday we talked about how Jesus knows. Jesus knew who Philip was. Jesus knew who Nathaniel was. Jesus knows who you are. And Jesus knows who I am. But Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity, God the Son. And so tonight we want to see that even from the Old Testament, we learn that God is intimately aware of what's going on in our lives. So I want to invite you to turn with me to Psalm 139. This is one of my favorite psalms in the whole Bible. It's unbelievable what God reveals about himself to us through this great work. So Psalm 139, and David writes as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit, saying this. Look with me at verses 1 through 6. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Isn't that beautiful? The first point that I want to give you tonight is this: God knows what we do. God knows what we do. I mean, just look back at what David just revealed. God searches us. He knows us. He knows when we sit down. He knows when we rise up. He discerns our thoughts from afar. He knows our path. He knows where we're going before we go that way. Before we do anything, he knows we're going to do that thing. God knows. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high, we cannot attain it. What is that knowledge? It's the knowledge that he hems me in, behind and before. So I want you to visualize this in your mind. Picture yourself. Picture yourself just walking. Picture yourself just doing everything you do in a normal day, whatever that may be, even though normal doesn't really exist right now. And this is what I want you to picture. I want you to picture the presence of God in front of you. And I want you to picture the presence of God behind you. I want you to picture the presence of God all around you. Before you get to a place, he's already there. After you leave a place, he's following behind. God has hemmed you in behind and before. He has you. He holds you. He's with you. What's more, the New Testament reveals to us that when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, not only is he behind us, not only is he before us, but now in Christ, by the presence of his Holy Spirit, he's inside of us. So God knows exactly what we're doing. He's there before we get there. He's got our back covered as we go. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. It is high. It is hard for us to attain it, to understand it, to wrap our minds around it. And yet it's true. So God knows what we do. Well, now look with me at verses 7 through 12. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. The second point that I want to give you tonight is this: God knows where we are. God knows where we are. Notice that the psalmist says, where can I go to get away from you? Now, I'll be honest with you. There have been times in my life when I've tried to get away from God. I've shared with some of you before that when I was a kid, I purchased at the Christian bookstore a little plaque that had the Ten Commandments on it. And I was so proud of my little plaque that had the Ten Commandments on it. I put it right there on my nightstand, right next to my bed. But sometimes, even as a little kid, I would do things that I knew I wasn't supposed to be doing. So do you know what I would do? I would take that Ten Commandments plaque and I would put it in my dresser drawer because I thought, if I put that up, then God won't see that I'm about to do something I shouldn't do. Isn't that crazy? That's not how that works. So sometimes there are times when we try to get away from God, we try to hide from Him, and the psalmist tells us we can't do that. There is nowhere we can go that we can get away from God. But I want you to look at that from the other side. How hopeful is that truth? There's nowhere we'll ever be where we're away from God. If we ascend to the heavens, He's there. If we make our bed in the depths, He is there. There is nowhere we can go. We find ourselves in a dark place. Even the darkness is not dark to Him. Night's as bright as the day to Him. God is there. So He knows what we do, but He also knows where we are. Well, how does He know all these things? Because He's God. How long has He known all these things? Look back with me at Psalm 139, now at verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake, and I am still with you. The third point, God knows who we are. He knows who we are. There's design behind us, and it's His design. Now, is that design marred by sin? Absolutely. Is that design marred by the reality of a fallen world? It really is. But is that design destroyed? Not at all. There's still glimpses of the image of God in which every single human being on the face of the earth who has ever lived is formed in. Every person is made in the image of God and worthy of dignity, worthy of honor, worthy of respect, worthy of kindness, worthy of love. Every single human being bears the image and the imprint of their Maker, Almighty God. He is the one who knits us together inside of our mother's womb. So if you think about your life, I mean, I think about my life, I've got problems. Do you have problems? Yeah, everybody has problems. And I have struggles, and I bet you have struggles too. And I can see the evidence of the fall and the evidence of sin and the evidence of even my own decisions at times. But even through all that, I can still see the imprint of my Maker. I can see the imprint of your Maker. He knit you together with purpose, on purpose, for a purpose. And that purpose was to live your life in a way that worships and glorifies Him. And that purpose is to live your life in a way that shows the world that there is a better way. That there is a God in the heavens who has come down to us through His Son, Jesus Christ, and who offers new and eternal life to anyone who would come to Him. You formed my inward parts. You knitted me together inside my mother's womb. Your works are wonderful, O God. And so maybe right now you need to pause the video and go stand in front of a mirror and allow yourself to see in yourself the imprint of your Maker. And hear that because you are His work, you are wonderful. Now, again, does sin have negative effects? It does in all of us. Does God condone sin? Not at all, because He loves us and wants us to live in newness and freedom and transformation according to a relationship with Jesus Christ. But you need to hear you were created by God, knit together by His hands, with purpose, for purpose. You know what? Listen. Some of you are listening and people have told you that you were unwanted. People have told you that you were unworthy. People might have even told you that you were a mistake. I want you to hear, in the name of Jesus Christ, whatever were the conditions of your conception, you were knit together by the hands of God on purpose, with purpose, for His glory, that He might make you to know and glorify Him, and that you might be in relationship with Him. Hear the truth of God and not the lies of the enemy any longer. You were created by the hands of God. Well, not only does God know who we are, He knows us at an even deeper level. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The passage that I'm about to read, the first several times I ever preached this passage, this whole psalm, I skipped this part because it's ugly. It's ugly, and it uses words that we don't use at my house, right? So go with me to Psalm 139, beginning with verse 19. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any grievous way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The last point that I want to give you is this. God knows our hearts. I know those first verses were hard to hear. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O Lord. And it's hard to hear David pray that. It's hard to hear that David would pray, slay the wicked, slay your enemies, Lord. But I think every human being understands that to some degree, that there are those who do not love and worship God and those who are held captive by the enemy to do his bidding. And that's a hard place to be. And remember, in the Old Testament, Israel was an instrument of God's wrath upon the enemies of God. In the New Testament, in Jesus Christ, by the grace of God, God's people are to be an instrument of God's love. We are not an instrument of God's judgment. We are an instrument of His peace and of His mercy. God will take care of all of His judgment on His own. But what is David saying? He's saying, you know that my heart is purely devoted to you, God. People may say all sorts of untrue things about me, but Lord, you know my heart. And remember, David is known as a man after God's own heart. And God knows your heart. And God knows my heart. So that we would ask Him, Lord, search me. Know me. And if you find a grievous way in me, take it out. Make me more like you. Let people experience your love, your compassion, your kindness, your truth, your hope, your peace, your joy through me. God knows your heart. One day I was getting ready to come preach, and I was just struggling, and I was speaking to my wife, and she gave me such wisdom. She said, hey, as you speak those words to me, know that I know your heart, and God does too. You don't have to convince us of anything. We know who you are.
God really knows who you are, and God really knows who you are. Now, are there things in you that he needs to take out? Yes. Are there things in me that he needs to take out? Yes. And we pray, God, please take the ugly things out of us. Take the wicked things out of us. Search us, Lord, and show us the ways that are grievous in us and get rid of them, that we might more faithfully display who you are to a watching world. Paul wrote to the church at Rome in Romans 11:33, saying, "Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and how unscrutable his ways." God knows. God knows you. He knows what you do. He knows what you think, even before you say it. God knows. He knows who you are. And while he will never condone what he has called sin, because he loves us too much to do that, he can still see the imprint of his hand, the design of his heart, that we are created in the image of God for a purpose. And that purpose is to know God and to make him known. Do you know God tonight? Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your life and be your personal Lord and Savior? Would you turn away from the things that are killing you already and be embraced by the hope and grace of God? His purpose for you is that you would know him and that you would experience his amazing love. But he also wants others to come to know him through you, that they might experience his amazing love. Who does God welcome into his kingdom? Anybody who will come to him in repentance and faith, receiving Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And so we're going to pray. And maybe tonight you just need to bare your heart before God and say, "Lord, I've been struggling so bad, but I'm so thankful that you know every part of my struggle, probably even more deeply than I do. And I ask you for your help. And I pray that you would create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Thank you that by your grace you have not cast me away, though I've given you every reason to. But you sent your Son to come rescue me. And so I affirm yet again that Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I trust and follow him. And wherever you lead, Lord, that's where I'll follow. And however you want me to live, Lord, that's how I'll live. And whatever you want me to do, Lord, that's what I'll do, so that people might experience this amazing love that you have given to all." Would you pray with me? Oh Lord, our souls cry out for the sort of shalom peace when everything is right. There is no further injustice of any kind. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be instruments of that sort of shalom peace. And help us, Lord, to live out our faith in such a way that the world is a better place because we're in it. We thank you that you hem us in behind and before. We thank you that you are with us always. And we pray that we would show the world your love, your compassionate mercy, your grace. And Lord, before we go to tackle the rest of this week, we join again our hearts and our minds and our voices together to pray the words of that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we'll answer the question, whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us this Wednesday night. And we pray that you would join us again on Friday at 6:30 for Friday night virtual vespers as we celebrate that our God is a way maker indeed. God bless you.